How's it going, good people? Oh man, like when I started doing these episodes, I didn't think anything would get in the way of me putting out an episode every week. Oh boy, was I lying to myself. Life doesn't stop happening because I want things to go my way. But anyways, we're here. So today we're talking about stress. Hi, my name is Sega. I'm a health and recovery coach, and this is another episode of the Excellent Health Podcast, episode number 6. And today we're talking about stress. What is stress? See, stress is the body's reaction to change that requires an adjustment or like a response, right? Anything that happens in your environment, like it could be your physical environment, you could like, you know, maybe you broke your leg. That is stress because you have to adjust to that kind of thing, right? Or it could be psychological. It could be like interpersonal, which is like social stress with like, you know, relationships and stuff like that. But today we're going to talk about how stress really affects your health. Because stress does affect your health in a positive way and as well as in a negative way. That's one thing that I didn't know. Like, I always thought when people say stress, they're talking about something really, like, negative. Always, right? I never thought that could be positive stress. Turns out I was wrong. You know? Stress could be positive, and it can be negative. Which is something we're going to talk about today, right? So, what is positive stress? Like, what kind of examples could be, like, positive stress? So, think of, like, getting a promotion from your job, that's kind of stressful. You might have to adjust in a different way. Like maybe you have to start working at a different time now, or maybe you have to start managing more people, or like, you know, like things have changed for you than what it was before. So that's kind of like a positive stress because it's in like, it's stressful, but it's making you become more, like it's basically challenging you to do more. Right, it's stretching you, right? That's why it's a positive stress, right? Think of like getting into a new relationship. All the stuff that you have to know, like you have to do to get to know that other person, and like all the, you know, stuff, the little goody goodies you have to go through, like, you know, the butterflies and right? That's like positive stress because you're adjusting to like changes in your environment, and you're like having to put up with things that you didn't really have to. Like, you know, previously, right? There's also like saying, you know, a couple just had a new baby, right? The baby like sometimes doesn't want to sleep, cries throughout the whole night, like all this stuff. That's all like positive stress. So that kind of positive stress, it motivates us. It's it doesn't have like a negative effect on our bodies because it's like, and it doesn't always like last long. It's not like chronic stress, right? It's like kind of always like short term. It's something that we can always deal with. We're like kind of like prepared to deal with it, and that's one of the things too that makes it positive, right? And what do they call this positive stress? They call it eustress. And man, it's good to learn these things sometimes. little did I know you could like have positive stress, and like, you know, it's a really great thing to be aware that some things that I used to think were stressful were actually good for me because they were pushing me to like do better than I ever thought I could do, right? And it's like a great thing, man, to be able to learn that sometimes like the stress that we're facing is positive. It's not always just negative, right? But then, my focus today is not going to be really about the positive stress. Like, I just really had to put that out there because, you know, it's something that I didn't know until I had to learn about it and then realize that, oh, shit, not all stress is bad stress. Sometimes it's good stress, right? Yeah, and then today, we're going to be focusing more on the negative side of stress, how it affects your health, how it affects your physical body, and how it affects you psychologically, right? So now let's talk about distress, right? Because distress is the negative stress that you face on a daily basis. Like, you know, it could be like you getting stuck in traffic and like, you know, you constantly feeling like, oh my God, I'm gonna be late for work or whatever. you know, and it can be little things like that that actually make you feel uneasy and, you know, make your heart start beating fast and, like, you know, you start, like, sweating and your stomach starts turning and stuff like that. Like, do you ever wonder why, like, the thoughts you're having in your head make your stomach turn? Like, come on. It's one of those things, like, we all know about it, but we always kind of, like, for me especially, like, it's something that, like, even if I knew about it, I never really stopped to think that, you know what, maybe I need to really, like, find a different way to deal with this stress, or, like, you know, find a different way to cope, I guess, in these situations where I'm feeling like I'm stressed out, right? So distress, which is a negative stress, right, is kind of like broken down into two different categories. It can be something you face on a daily basis, or, like, you know, once in a while, which is not bad if it's like that, because that's called acute stress, right? Even the name says it's acute, right? So it's like when you face that kind of stress here and then, you know, fighting with your partner, and then maybe, you know, you get all agitated and stuff, and, like, you know, it's very, if it's something that you just deal with it on a day-to-day, or, like, maybe once in a while, like, you know, it doesn't have long-term effects, right? So the kind of stress that actually has long-term effects on your body and your health is called chronic stress. And what makes something become chronic stress? It's basically you dealing with it on a daily basis and feeling like you don't have, like, the capacity, the mental capacity to handle that kind of stress. And maybe you do have the mental capacity to handle that stress, but you don't even get a break from the stress. It's like you get stressed out and it's constant. It's like, maybe it's like maybe it's money issues, right, that are keeping you stressed up. Like, you know, you pay this one bill and then these guys are calling you up again, like, yo, where our money at? Right? And it's like when it becomes like a chronic kind of stress like that, there's a lot that happens to your body because of the constant fight or flight response that you're always in, right? Like, because whenever you get stressed out, that's what your body does. It tells you, it tells all your, like, organs and everything else, like, yo, we have to fight whatever monster we're facing right now, right? So, for example, your digestion process, like, it shuts down every time you're under, like, a lot of stress, right? Because blood gets diverted, like, elsewhere to get you, like, you know, more prepared to, like, I guess, to fight the monsters that you're facing, right? You also get dry mouth to avoid adding extra fluids to your stomach, right? And that can lead to, like, an upset stomach, to diarrhea and, like, constipation and stuff like that, right? And you find that it's, like, it's only because these things are happening, like, constantly. If it's, like, once in a while, there's nothing wrong. Like, you know, you could deal with that, like, you know. Yeah, you just brush it off and you keep it moving, right? But then, when it becomes something that's, like, on a daily basis and you don't have a break from that kind of stress, that's when you start having, like, the long-term problems that, like, you know, maybe if in, like, 15 years of you, like, you're having the same kind of stress, like, every week you're, like, you know, under stress about the same kind of thing and you're having the same kind of reactions, right? Your sleep pattern gets disturbed. You can't even sleep properly, especially if you're under a lot of stress. You're constantly thinking because in your mind, your thoughts are racing, right? So you end up having, like, anxiety and things like that. So what are some things that happen when you get tense, when you're under a lot of stress? Your blood gets thicker, right? Why does it get thick? Because it allows your blood to carry more oxygen to all your, like, to the rest of the body, right? Because whenever you're under stress, apparently your body thinks that you're facing a monster that you need to fight. And it does all this reaction that helps you be able to either fight, right? You know, or, like, you know, or run, exactly. And sometimes you freeze. So when your blood thickens to get you, like, more oxygen, it also helps you to fight infections or, you know, even stop bleeding. Because if you, like, fighting a monster, you're likely going to get cuts, right? And when you get cuts, you definitely, like, don't want to be bleeding to death, right? So your system kind of does that automatically to stop that bleeding from happening, right? And when it happens chronically, your heart has to work extra hard due to having thickened blood. And you know what happens when your heart has to work extra hard all the time to pump this thick blood that you're creating, like, every day? Heart disease, high blood pressure, and things like that. And sometimes it's like the things that we're actually stressing about are not even real stresses. That's the problem. Because if it was actual stress or things that we, you know, we would, like, eventually get better at, like, you know, dealing with the monsters, right? But these monsters are not even something that are real in the world. These are things that we're imagining. They're all in our heads. And sometimes we don't have the coping skills of, like, you know, knowing how to deal with it. Think of, like, you know, being stressed out about, like, you know, maybe not passing your exam or, like, things like that. You get stressed out so much, and then the day comes, and then you pass. But then you never learn, because you do it every time you have an exam, you know? And there are more people that are actually susceptible to, like, you know, different kinds of stresses, right? Because as we grow, there are certain things that we were able to deal with because, you know, we've faced them enough times and we've built resilience towards dealing with those things, right? And then there are certain things that we just can't wrap our heads around and be able to deal with, no matter how much we face that kind of stress. Like, think of people that are, like, you know, always mind reading, you know, thinking they know what other people think, which is actually impossible. No one ever knows what anybody else is thinking. But you know how many people mind read? All of us. And no matter how much we know that we can't read other people's minds, sometimes we do things, even on social media, like, you know, they think this about me. Oh, maybe I'm doing this so they can think this. But nobody can control what other people think. Nobody knows what other people are thinking. But we always act in ways like, almost as if we know. Yeah, we already know. Right? Also, another thing that could happening is, like, when your muscles tense as frequent as you're getting stressed up, because that's one thing that happens, right, when you're under stress, right? Your muscles become tense, right? Because it's, like, getting you ready for action. And then when this thing keeps happening and it becomes a chronic problem, and it's, like, it leads to aches and pains, and your muscles get strained and stuff like that. And sometimes we just need to be able to step back and realize, like, what kind of things are stressing us? What kind of problems are we creating for ourselves? Like, how true are these things that we are facing and thinking, like, okay, this is real stress, right? Because sometimes our stresses, they're imagined. They're not real, right? And like I said, there's, like, sleep disturbances, especially if you're under a lot of stress. You can't just fall asleep. You know, for you to fall asleep, you need to be, like, you know, have a peaceful mind. If your mind is, like, you know, like, activated, like, your monkey brain is activated and you're, like, all over the place and, like, you're, like, pacing up and down and you're, like, pissed off about what's happening out there in the world and, like, you know, it's not easy for you to fall asleep. And then if you can't have a regular sleep routine, you know how many, like, sometimes you end up sleeping, like, 3 hours a night. And that happens for years. Man, that used to be me, man, telling people, like, yo, I can sleep for 4 hours a night and I'm still fine. I didn't even know I was stressed up. You know? And sometimes it takes a lot of self-awareness to be able to sit down and realize that you have certain things that are stressing you. And you need to be able to take note. Because if one thing stresses you today and then, and a few days later, you realize, oh, this was nothing. You know, I've been just stressing about something that actually, like, you know, wouldn't come to fruition, right? You have to learn from that. But if you don't learn, that same thing, you can get caught in the same cycle over and over, and you would never be able to get out of it. And for you to be able to get out of it, you have to actually become more self-aware. Think of, like, I always give this the example of, like, public speaking, because I'm one of those people that always to be afraid. Like, you know, when I wanted to do podcasts 2 years ago, I wanted to do podcasts 2 years ago, but I always had this mindset of, like, man, who wants to listen to what I gotta say, you know? And sometimes I'd be thinking, like, man, I don't know if I have enough to say or whatever. But then now it's like, because with the few people that, you know, I've been talking to and, like, you know, we've been sharing ideas and stuff, and people will be, like, listening, and they're like, yo, why haven't you been doing this whole time? And I'm like, yo, I don't know, man. Like, in my mind, I had to, like, really think about it and be like, you know, sometimes you become very, very self-critical, right? And it's one of those things, too, for me that I have had to get over. And I can definitely, like, tell you that, like, you know, the effects of, like, you know, stressing over little things, I've really had to, like, witness them. Like, before I even had to learn about some of this stuff, some of the things I already kind of knew, like, man, when my bills are, like, you know, stacking up like like crazy, it's hard to fall asleep. Even if you know that, yo, man, there's nothing else you can really do right now until you get paid, you know, it's like, yo, I'm gonna be, like, having sleepless nights until that day I get paid, you know, which is kind of not necessary, right? Anyways, we're gonna continue more on the stress, because I'm thinking we're gonna probably do, like, about 3 or 4 episodes just talking about stress, because there's so much to cover on the stress topic, right? So I'm gonna stop here right now, and thanks for tuning into the podcast, and as always, please share the podcast and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. I'm out.